Change is a process, and sometimes a long one. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious rights in Pakistan are in the spotlight, and there's a growing call for change. And then we've got a story about a group that gets a little creative when it comes to oral tradition, the gospel, and how to connect the two. That story coming up in just a moment. But first, during last week's Universal Periodic Review, also known as the UPR, numerous countries called on Pakistan to repeal its blasphemy law. The UPR, held in Geneva, Switzerland, is a periodic process that looks at human rights in all 193 countries in the United Nations. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
In the past, there have been calls for reformation of these blasphemy laws, which are so prone to abuse, which disproportionately target minorities in Pakistan, such as Christians. But this was a very strong call to say not just reform, but repeal them.
So each country can choose to accept or decline the recommendations.
Even if they don't immediately repeal the blasphemy laws, it is starting a large discussion within Pakistan about how they're perceived by the rest of the world. There is a surging momentum of people in society saying, we need to take a second look at this. And the Lord can still work through that sort of movement as well.
And right now, Pakistan's not accepting recommendations to repeal the blasphemy law. So pray for change in Pakistan and that believers would remain bold. Next, good leadership starts with a healthy home. That's the philosophy behind China Partners marriage seminars. Last month, Eric Berkland and China Partner teams helped Chinese believers and leaders revitalize their marriages.
After they return from these kind of gatherings, in this case a marriage seminar, they're going to be better for it. They're going to be much better leaders. They're going to be able to invest in their people wherever God has placed them as church leaders.
Teams reported over 20 couples walking away with fresh starts. Husbands and wives said they felt like they were at the beginning of the relationships again. And Berkland says that's not just China Partners doing.
God can come into a couple's heart and change how they communicate with one another, how they communicate with their children, how they communicate with their neighbors. That is the gospel.
So if you'd like to help, China Partner is already planning trips for 2018. And even if you can't go, your prayers and giving can help maximize the impact of on-the-ground workers.
As we can be a part of that mission, we're actually accomplishing together with his mission what he is all about, and that is to make relationships whole again.
And finally, we want to look at a discipleship ministry taking place in a creative access nation known for its hostility toward Christians. Dr. Johannes of Spoken Worldwide says they're working with people on the ground to teach discipleship techniques through orality, a method of communication that relies on spoken word. So in this creative access nation, the ministry is asking themselves this question.
For us to go and make disciples, and especially if we were to teach them all that Jesus has commanded us to observe, how do we teach someone to observe all that Christ has commanded us to observe if the written word is inaccessible to them?
Spoken Worldwide relies on local leaders to identify the challenges, needs, and strategies when it comes to training the local church to disciple believers in their own communities. And here's how to help.
We have local partners and we have local staff members who are on the ground who are actually doing the traveling, doing the partnering work from inside. And we certainly pray for their safety, for in all their travels, in their interactions, and also for effective partnership in the resources that are required to do that.
To find your place in any of these stories, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.